Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Hello? Hello, hello. Okay, I've been talking away and there's no sound. Sorry, guys. I'm just saying about the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo. We're having some technical difficulties here. I know we had some technical problems before when poor Tiberius tried to call in, but our caller Tiberius Boyd is on hold. And I was just explaining to everyone the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo is going to be held on November 13th and 14th. At the Orange County Convention Center. You don't want to miss it. Mad's Fashion Show will be performing on the main stage on the 13th at 4 p.m. So, and that is at the Orlando at the Central County Florida Family Kids and Expo at the Orange County Convention Center. So we're going to switch right over now that we're back online and say hello to Tiberius Boyd. Hello.
Hello. What's up?
Well, we've been experiencing quite a bit of technical difficulties, but welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. So tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
So I'm Tiberius Boyd, and I am a radio show host, and I interview people about their jobs and what's interesting about it.
And so how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 3 years now.
Awesome. And how old are you?
I am only 10 years old, so I started this when I was 7.
Perfect. And what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
What inspired me, as you might know, my dad is a computer guy, and he was working with a radio station, and I kept messing with their mics. And then the studio guy asked me, what if you had your own show, Tiberius? And then I haven't stopped talking since. So, yeah.
Awesome. And what grade are you in school?
I am in 5th grade.
Perfect. And so tell us, how do you like school?
School's okay. I'm having really fun. So,
what's your favorite subject?
Math.
Nice. And so now I heard that you just recently won an award. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I won the award for Top 50 Most Influential Youth Leaders, and I'm happy about it.
That's right. So what group is that through? Who gave that to you?
Someone gave that to me.
Nice.
Well,
and so I know. Huh?
So some people gave that to me. I don't know who, but someone gave that to me, and I was actually entered in for a contest, and I was top 50.
That's nice. Very good. Congratulations. And so what are some of the other things that you've accomplished over the past 3 years?
I have accomplished the Tiberius Show Day. And so I have a specific day for the Tiberius Show to celebrate it. And it's been really fun.
What's the Tiberius Show Day?
It is July 10th.
Is that when you kicked off your first show?
Maybe. It might be.
Well, how'd you come up with that specific? How'd you come up with that particular day?
Well, I got that from the mayor of Orlando, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, so that's the Tiberius Show Day. Is that what you're saying?
That is it.
Awesome. So what are you working on now? What are your future goals?
I'm thinking of trying to get to 200 shows and trying to get to 200 shows, as you know, and trying to get one of my 5 most favorite people that I want to interview.
Okay. And who are they?
They are Hugh Jackman. They are the President of the United States, Ellen DeGeneres, and I have gotten one of them, Jason Belmonte. And the reason why I like Jason Belmonte is because I'm a bowler, and he's the number one bowler in the world. And also,
oh, wow.
The last one is Dan Rather.
Who is it?
So it's pretty cool. Dan Rather.
Oh, Dan Rather. Okay.
I haven't interviewed him yet, but I want to.
Well, I know you met Madeline last Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Actually, right. I think you met Madeline before then, a couple years ago on the red carpet at the International Christian Film Festival. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And she did a live interview with you there. Mm-hmm. I remember you because you were wearing that cute little hat. You always wear a hat, right?
I still have that hat.
That's your brand? Is that what your signature is, your hat?
Yep.
Very nice. So is there anything else you would like to add for the listeners to know?
Well, I want to talk about Lion Strong. And the first letter is L. And that stands for leadership. And for me, I think leadership is the act of loving what is good, having self-control, and being disciplined. And the qualities of leadership are providing guidance and direction, organization, and being a positive influence on others. Then we have integrity. For me, I think integrity is doing what is right even when no one else is looking. The qualities of integrity is honesty, sincerity, truthfulness, and fairness. Next, we have obedience. For me, I think obedience is being fully committed to doing what is pleasing to God. And the qualities of obedience are compliance with a good attitude and respect for the laws. And you know when someone is obedient when they follow instructions willingly and truly. Then last, we have the N, which stands for nobility. For me, I think nobility is remembering we are God's special possessions and acting in a noble way, showing courage and honor.
Very nice. Did you take Taekwondo or any? Have you taken Taekwondo or karate or anything like that?
I have when I was younger, but I quit.
So that's where you probably got all those good morals instilled, huh? Besides your family, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They teach that in integrity and all of that. Uh-huh.
I got that from my school. I got that one from my
very
school.
Nice. Because they teach you, they teach you that in karate too, we took Taekwondo. They teach you integrity and discipline and, yes, and all of that. So that's good. Very good rules to live by.
Cool.
Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at www.thetiberiusshow.com. And on Facebook, you can type in The Tiberius Show. And you'll find all my stuff. You can find me on YouTube at The Tiberius Show. You can find me on Instagram at The Tiberius Show. And you can find me on almost any platform, I believe.
That's awesome. Now, do you have a YouTube? Did you say you have a YouTube channel too?
I do.
I know you videotape all your shows. So the YouTube channel is The Tiberius Show as well, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today. I know you just got home from school. How was school today?
School was actually pretty good. I had my special art today, so that was pretty fun.
Oh, really? What did you do there?
I finished my blue house that I was making, and I made paper airplanes. You were allowed to do that.
Oh, fun. It's kind of like origami. You know how to do origami?
I have the origami one. I forgot how to do it, though.
It is. It's kind of hard. But so did your paper airplane fly?
It did. I mean, we weren't allowed to fly them, but when we got back into the classroom, I tried them out.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. Well, it sure was a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. And it was a pleasure meeting with you.
Awesome. Well, I really look forward to seeing you again in person. I know we will. We'll cross paths. I'm sure we'll see each other soon. You guys are more than welcome to come and check us out at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo coming up here in just a couple weeks.
Sweet.
Yeah. Lots of fun. All right. So you guys take care. Tell your family we said hello.
Well, we will. And that sounds awesome.
All right, kiddo. Thank you. And God bless you.
Well, thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's so cute. He's adorable. He is just adorable. I love him. Well, I'm super glad that he was able to call in, and make sure you guys check out the Tiberius show, because he is really a good kid, got a lot going on, and a very good role model. And so we are looking forward, like I said, to seeing you guys. Have a safe and happy Halloween, okay? Halloween's coming up this weekend. Make sure, parents, you check your kids' candy. Don't let them walk alone. Make sure they stay in groups or you go with them. definitely make sure you're still social distancing and they're wearing their masks or whatever. You know, stay in large groups. And because, you know, you definitely, even though, you know, things are getting better and back to normal, you have to be very careful with the kids and the Halloween and trick-or-treating and all of that. So definitely be safe. Have a great Halloween. We look forward to talking again next Monday. And I think we're going to play one more song before we go. So don't go anywhere.
Well, you always let me through.
God bless you all, and good night. We'll be back again next week. Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!